Now with sport, here's Nathan Rarere.
Foster is currently overseas and New Zealand rugby boss Mark Robinson couldn't confirm if the incumbent coach knew of the new appointment before Robinson's announcement. Robinson will take over next year and is contracted to the end of the 2027 World Cup. Captain Chris Wood was hopeful that he'd know who the next All Whites coach would be by now. Wood was among former coach Danny Hay's biggest advocates and liked the level that Hay had got the team to. One of Hay's assistants, Darren Baisley, will fill in as coach for this week's two games against China until New Zealand Football named their preferred candidate for the head coach role. Probably not Scott Robinson. Wood says whoever gets the full-time gig shouldn't change the established style of play.
Any manager that came in would be a fool to start all over again, so I believe Baze will carry on keeping that going. I'm sure he has a lot of his own ideas he wants to put in. But for any of the managers that come in the future, whoever it is, I think they'll only be tweaking things to make it better, because I think we've got a great foundation to build on.
The first game against China is at Mount Smart Stadium, and that is tomorrow night. Fullback Charnz Nicol-Klugstad and second rower Jackson Ford returned from concussion for the Warriors NRL clash against the Bulldogs on Sunday, the hosts' first game of the season at Mount Smart. And here's a bit of a sad one. Not all torchbearers for next year's Paris Olympics will get to keep their torches as cherished mementos of the Games, with organisers planning to cut down on the number made in the name of sustainability. And finally, Japan and the USA meet in the final of the World Baseball Classic at midday in Miami, Florida, today. Koe nā ngā pūrongo hākinakina.